Conflict of wars that outweighs some small songs to differential between the counterpoint and the claim. Now, also, they concede the argument for the board untested evidence. That's the 99% evidence. I read in the committee that says the federal regulations won't be enforced by the state. That means even if you pass the plan, that the federal regulations, states will not participate with the program, which means the only way we can solve it is to do the counterplan mandate. Now, the question number four, they said the courts don't equal social change, but that's largely irrelevant. The counterplan solves sexism just like the plan, so we get the same amount of social change as the affirmative does. Now, the question number five, they said the counterplan doesn't solve it. The permutation is better, but the permutation equals the link to the dispatch, and there's not any evidence that the counterplan can't absolutely solve the entirety of the case. 218 number eight, last argument. They say that we can't solve because we don't equal any type of social change. But first, that's not an impact in the debate. There's nowhere that we talk about social change in the debate, that's largely irrelevant. And we solve social change the same way the plan does. They don't get any type of social change. That's the federal action against social change because they implement single-sex rules and solve sexism. That's the same thing the economy plan does. Remember, there's only a risk of a link to the dissent, never a risk of a link to the order will be... I'd like to have you pull out your solvency flow first. The solvency from the 1AC, which is observation 3. Okay, solvency first. Then, I'm going to answer Schneer's overview.
The counterplan solves better than the permutation. However,
there's no reason why the permutation of specific relationships and standards that goes to devolve all educational power to the states as well. The only thing, the only exception to single-sex schools, in our argument is because single-sex schools are passed immediately and the test case happens somewhere down the road, and that means that the single-sex schools initiative would be nullified at the federal level, but those changes would have already been institutionalized in the people and in the schools. There's no answer to this. Additionally, there's no specific reason why doing single-sex schools destroys all of our federal model, especially when we're devolving all other power to the states. Additionally, there's no way that the council would be able to solve the flow of the permutation, because acting immediately is the best way to solve the problem, specifically of sexual harassment, of the male culture, and of girls being silenced in classrooms. And our argument is that fiat will guarantee that there is enforcement by the state. Look, she says that there won't be enforcement with the permutation or the plan. However, the counter plan doesn't guarantee enforcement like the plan and the permutation do, which means that the only chance you have of solving it is by voting for the permutation, number 4 and 5. CUNC argument is the Supreme Court cannot clarify Title IX because it is too low profile. That's the street fighter evidence. I don't think they ever understand this argument for faith. Our contention is that the reason the states do not affirm single-sex schools now is because they're afraid of being sued. It doesn't matter the reality of whether or not anyone would win a claim. It's that getting into the court battle at high school level costs them a lot of money, which means you have to change the perception that single-sex schools are illegal. That only happens with federal action. They can see the Rosenberg and 91 evidence that says the courts always fail because they are too low profile, which is why you have to have federal action too, to ever be able to change people's attitudes. And that's also in the overview. Additionally, it is absolutely conceded that the only way to change culture and long-term stereotypes is by changing the way that people think, which the court can't do near the process of argument. Number 8, Rosenberg evidence. She says there's no solvency and the courts will work. That doesn't answer the claim. The Rosenberg evidence says that you have to have the federal government and the courts acting together in tandem to solve. Our argument about social change, changing people's attitudes and breaking down gender stereotypes that existed for a really, really long time. Federally. Look, we give the states discretion to do what they want, and they have no reason why the permutation would not 100% overwhelm the link story federalism. Our contention is that the permutation would be able to solve by devolving all power to the states, as well as the fact that the plan gives the federal government power to devolve its power to the states. That's the only action of the plan, which means it's only a risk of the link, and she's just not doing enough to explain it. It doesn't make sense. You vote affirmative.